Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for the week of April 3rd. He's a terrific three-sport athlete at Pelham Memorial High School, Kevin Coleman. Hi, Kevin. Nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you, Rich.
Now, Kevin, the Con Edison Award is in its 68th year. Some great student-athletes before you have won it. What does winning the award mean to you?
Oh, it means so much. I mean, you look at the banner in our home gym at Pelham, so many great athletes like Ben Hurd, Natty Hines. I mean, great kids who I looked up to. And, you know, now that I'm winning this award, it's almost like a dream come true. So,
well, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a very worthy winner. Now, we should tell our listeners right off the bat, that Kevin plays football, basketball, and baseball at Pelham Memorial High School. He won the award for baseball, Kevin, so we'll start right there. How long have you been playing organized baseball?
Probably since I could pick up a baseball, so around 5 years old.
And who or what got you interested in the sport?
My father. He's a big sports guy, so he got me into that.
All right. Sounds good. Now, you had a pretty good first week or so of the season, I would say. In your first at bat, you broke the Pelham Memorial High School all-time hit record with your 101st hit. Did you know that going in, that you needed one hit to set the record?
Oh, I definitely did, because last year I went over in my last game, and I couldn't believe I did that. So I was kind of waiting to get that one back.
Okay. Did they give you the game ball for that?
Yep, they got it back. It was an exciting moment.
All right. And again, in those first three games, you were 6-for-9. That's .667, two doubles, a grand slam home run, an amazing slugging percentage of .133, 10 RBIs, four runs scored, and from the catching position, you threw out four of the six runners that tried to steal against you. That's terrific. Pretty good way to start the season, I would say, Kevin.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a confidence booster going in now.
Now, you are the catcher for the Pelham baseball team. That's probably the hardest position on the baseball diamond. There are physical and mental aspects of that. What is the toughest part of catching in high school baseball as you see it, Kevin?
I'd say managing a game, because, you know, every game's different. Maybe you're playing at a different field, you got a different pitcher, you got a different, you know, game plan. Maybe the score is different, it's close, and Coach Layden lets me call the game, so a bunch of moving pieces you need to put together to make a win. So you're like the quarterback on the field, so just managing to, you know, get your best foot forward is probably the hardest part.
Now, also, you have to know each of your pitchers and their strengths and weaknesses, and maybe even what kind of a day they had in school. I'm sure all of those things will affect their performance on a given day.
For sure. And, you know, if you go out to the mound, a different mound visit for each different pitcher, you know, I might even just tell a joke to one kid if that makes him throw strikes. So it all depends on who's throwing and, you know, what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure you do a great job at it. Now, you are a 5-year member of the Pelham baseball team. That means you played on a varsity team as an 8th grader. Not that many players get to do that. What was that like? Was it intimidating at all, or did it go pretty well for you?
Honestly, it was a blast. I had a, you know, great group of guys. Shout out, you know, Riley Munson. You know, some guys took me under, you know, the wing, and, you know, I wouldn't even have to text people to drive me to practice. They'd be texting me, I'll pick you up in 30 minutes. So, you know, I was luckily, you know, very happy with the teammates I had, and it was a blast. I had a great time.
That's wonderful. Now, let's look at your resume in baseball. You are a 2-year captain. In your 9th grade year, you were all league, all section, all state. 10th grade year, all league, all section. Last year as a junior, all league, all section, all state. Just outstanding. And you won a very special award after your sophomore year. You were the Conference 2 Comeback Player of the Year, and there were some interesting aspects of that. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that award?
Yeah, for sure. You know, in the winter of my sophomore year, I lost a brother unexpectedly, and going into that year, it was a much different, you know, feelings were still, you know, pretty low. I mean, it was pretty close to the, you know, what happened, and honestly, it was a motivating factor for me. You know, baseball is already a game of, you know, mental toughness, and, you know, having to go through something like that was definitely something hard, but, you know, the boys picked me up, and, you know, it really motivated me to do, you know, my best. And, you know, luckily I still had a pretty good year, and, you know, I was pretty happy with the way I played. But, you know, I was very happy I got that award. So,
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I'm really happy that that it worked out well for you. Now, I understand you're a student of baseball, student of the game. We talked outside, and I'm very glad that you're a big Yankee fan, because if you had said you were a Met fan, we might have had to rescind this award, but we'll stick with it. Yanks off to a rough start, but it's a long, long season, as you know. Kevin, if you could catch any Major League Baseball pitcher, who might that be?
Andrew Miller, for sure, left-handed reliever. I think he's long, he's lanky, and he throws hard, so he's got a lot of movement on his pitches. So if you can catch, you know, Andrew Miller, I think you can catch anyone in the world. So definitely Andrew Miller.
Now, I don't know how much Major League Baseball you get to watch. You are certainly a very busy young man, but is there one catcher that you've seen either in person or on TV that that stands out, that you tend to model yourself after?
Buster Posey. He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. He's a man. He's tough, and he went through, you know, a tragedy with his injury, so I think he's a great hitter, and he's always holding his head high, and he's a captain of the field, so if I could play like Buster Posey, that would be, you know, awesome. I love him.
Kevin, let's turn to football for just a moment. You are a 4-year starter, 2-year captain, 2019 Golden Dozen recipient. That's a very prestigious award. Congratulations on that. All-time Pelham leading rusher, 2,744 yards, 42 touchdowns, 3,420 total yards. So that's the full package. Congratulations on those great stats. And in basketball, 3-year varsity player, team captain. I want to, if we can, real quick, your coach, Mark Finnegan, said about you, okay, that Kevin Coleman is one of the finest young men I have ever coached, a great leader, tremendous athlete, and terrific kid. He got injured in December, could have very easily written off the season to get ready for baseball, the sport he plans to play in college. Not Kevin. He arduously worked to get back as quickly as possible. This kid is a gem and the best leader I've seen here in the past 10 years. When you hear a coach say that about you, that must make you feel very good.
Oh, it's unbelievable, especially coming from Coach Finn, you know, who I've known for a while now, baseball coach and, you know, or basketball coach and my gym teacher. He's a great guy, and, you know, he doesn't hand out compliments very often, but, you know, I know how great of a guy he is, and, you know, coming from him, that means a whole lot to me, so.
Now, Kevin, as a 3-sport athlete, which is somewhat rare in this day and age, you're on the go from August until June. You go for football, basketball, baseball. How do you manage the adjustment from sport to sport? Now, you're a running back in football. You must get pounded every week, even though you had these great stats. Then it's on to basketball, then baseball. How do you do that both physically and mentally?
I think taking advantage of the time you have, you know, in school, these free periods, you know, it's, you know, it might be fun to go to the cafeteria, goof off with your friends, but it's honestly a time to get some work done. And when you go home, instead of, you know, playing games on your phone or something, go home and, you know, get your homework done. There's a lot more time if you use it, you know, correctly than if, you know, you need free time. So it's definitely hard. It's a grind, you know. That's why, you know, athletes, you know, student athletes are pretty rare. So it's definitely hard, so I'm happy to do it.
Well, it might be hard, but you certainly have mastered it. Let's get your coach in here for just a moment. We're very happy to have Coach Brian Layton from Pelham High School. Brian in his 15th year at the helm of the Pelham Memorial High School baseball team. Brian, nice to see you this morning. Team is 3-1 at this point in the early season. Are they where you want them to be at this point in early April?
Yeah, we've been very happy with you know, the way they work. You know, a lot of that comes from Kevin here as the leader of the team. He's done a really nice job setting the tone at practice, you know, and working with the younger guys and getting them in shape here.
Now, you compete in Class A, and I understand it's a very competitive class. How does the season shape up as you go through and you start meeting some of your rivals?
I mean, Class A, it is one of the toughest groups of teams. You know, every year it just seems to get better and better. So we strive to compete. You know, as the season goes on in league play, it definitely does get tougher. But I'm very happy with the group that we have so far. and the effort that these kids are putting forth, and it's showing up on the field. So,
Brian, one more question. It's about our winner here, Kevin Coleman. You said in his ballot that he is the finest young man you have had the privilege to coach. What else does Kevin bring to the table? Now, I would go to a game. I'd see a terrific catcher out there. But as a casual observer, what might I not see?
Right. I mean, his numbers obviously speak for themselves, and it's very easy. But he is the type of kid that, you know, once every 15 years, maybe 20 years, you know, he is just an absolute leader of young men. He makes everybody around him better. And it's not just, you know, he hit a home run that makes us better. It's the way he treats people on a daily basis. He picks people up, you know, and that's what we kind of really are going to miss the most with him graduating. But that's what, you know, we're most proud of him at Pelham, you know, setting that standard of this is what it's supposed to look like.
Well, head coach Brian Layton at Pelham, thanks for coming down. Thank you, Rich. Nice to see you, and good luck the rest of the way. Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Kevin Coleman. He plays football, basketball, and baseball for Pelham Memorial High School. Kevin, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an unweighted average of 94.59. You're a member of the National Honor Society, as well as other honor societies in various subjects. You're taking AP Literature, AP Physics 2, Honors Calculus, Spanish, Economics, AP Government and Politics. What a class load that is. Do you have a favorite subject amongst those?
I'd probably say Calc Honors. I feel like I have a math mind, and math is almost kind of, you know, relaxing. You know, when I took, you know, when I take math tests, it's actually kind of therapeutic. I kind of love going through the work. I don't really have to think. It just kind of naturally happens. So I'd say Calc Honors.
Now, you have not yet picked your college, but we'll wait for that decision. And hopefully in June when we see you at the banquet, we will know that. Now, tell us a little bit about your baseball instructor's situation. You have a batting cage in your backyard. And I understand some of the kids come over and you instruct them in hitting. It must be a lot of fun. Tell us about that real quick.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. You know, a couple young studs in like fourth to sixth grade, you know, who's part of the Pelham community, they sometimes come down into the cage and I, you know, give them a few tips, or even if they need someone to just toss them, you know, soft toss, or just watch them hit, or even video them break down their swing. It's a ton of fun seeing, you know, these kids and knowing they're going to grow up to be, you know, kids who are like my teammates now, or even myself. It's a ton of fun, and I love doing it.
They must really look up to having someone like yourself teaching them the skills of baseball. That's wonderful. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Adrian, your dad, Gregory. Your dad is here with us this morning, sitting in on the interview. Would you say they're your biggest fans?
Definitely, my biggest supporters, without a doubt. They help me with everything. So,
and when they watch you compete, do they just kind of sit there quietly, or do they get into these games?
After a few conversations with them, they are pretty relaxed. But you know, it's fun. They're passionate about it just as I am. So,
well, that's great. And tell us about your sister Emily.
Oh, Emily, I text her all the time. She's the best sister you could ask for, and truly leads by example. I mean, I think she's on a great path, you know, for the rest of her life. She's a hard worker, and, you know, I love her to death. She's awesome, and so, you know, I'm going to see her soon. You know, I don't get to see her very often as she's in California, but seriously, the best sister you could ask for.
And she played some soccer and basketball at the Ursuline School.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure our paths have crossed in the past. Very quickly, another shout out, Brian, to anybody that we have left out here for one reason or another.
Probably the boys back home. You know, all my friends who motivate me and make me who I am today. Coach Gurney, who was a great baseball mentor to me, and. You know, just the Pelham community, what a great town it is. And, you know, it's been probably the best decision of my life to stay here in Pelham. So,
well, we have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kevin Coleman, a terrific three-sport athlete at Pelham Memorial High School. Kevin, it was great meeting you this morning. Congratulations on all of your achievements on the athletic fields at Pelham High School and around Section 1. and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you, Rich. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.